relationship with Russia, I think, and in this sense, that the intelligence community said it made these findings with high confidence. Ever since the weapons of mass destruction era, and decision on invading Iraq, the intelligence community has been very, very careful to avoid high confidence. That is that's saying we really believe this to be true. There's been a more tentative. There was no question. There were unequivocal, emphatic. Every American ought to be angry, ought to be concerned that an unfriendly nation, a nation that does that has cooperated with us in certain places but does not wish us well, sought to sabotage American democracy, American confidence in our own democratic institutions, and to influence the outcome of the election. I mean, that's a cause for concern and worry and anger. And I would hope that we'd respond not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans, to make sure it never happens again.
David, how should Americans look at this?
I agree with that, with anger, with shock. We've sort of gotten used to the idea because of the news leaks before this report. But the idea that Russia felt emboldened and apparently fearless to go into our election and manipulate our own election process, whether successfully or not, is a sign that they are outside the norms of normal society. There's always statecraft. There's always disinformation. But this is a step up, a Russia that feels completely free to do this, a Putin who feels completely free to do this without fear of penalty and so far paying little penalty. Partly it's motivated, I think, by animus toward Hillary Clinton, as we heard earlier in the program, I think she said in 2011, 2012, partly frankly a desire, belief that Donald Trump will be tougher on ISIS. But the thing that should most concern us is a shift in American foreign policy. We've had a bipartisan belief in American foreign policy based on the post-World War II institutions that believed in democratic global world, which Russia and the Soviet Union was often seen as hostile to. And most Republicans and Democrats have always basically believed in this world order. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and maybe Marine Le Pen do not agree with this basic structure of the world. They seem to have no respect for the institutions that were created after World War II. And they see a potential alliance of populists around the world who would fight Islam and restore a certain semblance of traditional values.